In this bulletin, Labor welcomes Prime Minister Scott Morrison's new laws to stop the spread of hate speech online, calls for a general election after British Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal was voted down for a third time, and in tennis, Swiss great Roger Federer will meet the United States' John Isner in the finals of the Miami Open. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. Australia is on track to become the first country to introduce jail time and multi-million dollar fines for social media companies who fail to quickly remove hateful content. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is expected to introduce the legislation in the final week of Parliament before the May federal election. The tough new laws will make it a criminal offence for social media giants to not quickly remove violent material from their platforms. The urgency for social media companies to play a greater role in monitoring hate speech comes in the wake of the Christchurch mosque attack. The terrorist responsible for killing 50 people and wounding dozens of others live-streamed his rampage for 17 minutes on Facebook. It took close to an hour for the video to be taken down, by which point it had been copied and shared online. The Labor Party has welcomed the new legislation and wants to see social media platforms doing more to stop the spreading of hate. Shadow Minister for the Digital Economy, Ed Husic, has told Sky News it shouldn't be hard for tech giants to remove extremist material.
I think they preferably should be able to do it as soon as it goes up on site. I mean, they should be able to, with the tools that they have, broadly know what is being hosted on the platform. Remember that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg told Congress last year that they're responsible for content on their platform. They've got some of the most powerful artificial intelligence. They probably know what you're going to have for breakfast before you even do. So it's not beyond the realms of plausibility that they can move with lightning fast speed to address it, and they should.
Australia's counter-terrorism and counter-intelligence units are expecting to receive more than $500 million in the upcoming federal budget. The $570 million funding boost will include packages to ASIO and the Australian Federal Police. Funding will also be spent on improving intelligence gathering in war zones and better investigation into the foreign fighters who want to return to Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says terrorism and extremism is on the rise, so more funding is needed to ensure citizens are safe.
What this is a recognition of is the growing threat of extremist terrorism in so many different forms. And as I said, eight times the number of people we've got under surveillance now than we had 5 years ago. This funding is in response to, sadly, the demand that is there. It is also doing things with new threats that can occur around drone attacks and being able to counter that. There's also funding that's going into cyber terrorism as well and countering those threats to Australia.
The federal budget will also include the government putting $22.5 million towards establishing a National Centre for the Prevention of Child Sex Abuse. Creating a national centre was one of the recommendations of the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse. The funding will be a one-off grant over 5 years, with calls for state and territory governments to match the commitment. The National Centre will focus on improving the services available for victims, preventing future abuse and reducing reoffending. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg will deliver the budget on Tuesday night, ahead of the federal election in May. British opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn is calling for a general election after Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal was voted down for a third time. The third defeat of the deal means Britain could now face leaving the European Union on April 12 with no withdrawal agreement. Mr. Corbyn says the government needs a leader that can get Britain through Brexit.
On Monday, this House has the chance, and I say to all members, Mr. Speaker, the responsibility to find a majority for a better deal for all the people of this country. Mr. Speaker, the House has been clear. This deal now has to change. There has to be an alternative found. And if the Prime Minister can't accept that, then she must go, not at an indeterminate date in the future, but now, so that we can decide the future of this country through a general election.
In tennis, world number 5 Roger Federer will move through to the finals of the Miami Open after he defeated Canadian Denis Shapovalov. The Swiss tennis great proved too strong for the 19-year-old, taking the game 6-2, 6-4. He will now move through to his 50th World Masters final and his 4th Miami Open title, where he will meet the United States' John Isner. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 33. Adelaide, a possible shower, 20. Melbourne, a few showers, 17. Hobart, a shower or two, 14. Canberra, mostly sunny, 18. Wollongong, sunny, 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 23. Newcastle, also sunny, 24. Brisbane, much the same, 29. Cairns, showers with a possible storm, 30. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 34. I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News.